been a minute since R&B been done like this. 808, right? 90s R&B. Last night I thought of Becca when we made good love, and how I took care of you. Girl, you just couldn't take it. Oh no. Sex in your body right up is what I live for. Whenever your body calls, baby, I got the answer. Yeah. Tell me what you're doing about this. Got your body feeding for me, that's much. I'ma take my time, do your body right. So sexy. Gotta know you're ready. Oh, I keep it coming, babe. Ain't no holding back. I'ma put it on you, keep you coming back. Promise. Just hold on tight, baby. It's real love making tonight.
Today we got some really good guests this evening, and we have Keith Jackson in today, Mr. Keith Jackson, and we have also Ethan Polo Rice. Mr. Jackson is here, and he's with us, and he's the CEO of Global Management and Security Consulting, and he's also, you know, over a record label there. That's in the Greater Atlanta area. I do recall. Is that where it is?
That's okay. The one it's up in New York. That's Jimmy's label. It's up in New York.
Okay, in New York. Okay, but I do know you guys have some affiliation with ATL, right? Am I correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as for Mr. Allen, Mr. Ethan, rather, I'm so sorry about that, Ethan. Ethan is from Fort Smith, Arkansas, and he's an Arkansan as well as I, and he's an indie artist, and he's on the show live today, and he got some awesome music to play during our breaks, and we also got some music that's awesome music also coming from Mr. Jackson's label that he's CEO of. Am I correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we're going to take this show, and we're going to allow everybody to kind of like really listen to the inside things that go on behind, you know, behind the scenes of the music industry. And that's what we're going to be focusing the whole subject on this evening is behind the scenes. What actually takes place behind the scenes in the music industry? Everybody don't have a solid story to that. Everybody really can't elaborate on that subject. Only the people that I would personally say would have a lot of insight on that is people that's actually working the industry, not trying to get there, not trying to make a breakthrough. These are people that actually intervene with major artists and actually know the scene behind the real deal. Now we got Mr. Jackson in today, and he is about as close to the real deal as we can come at this present moment, you know, because we typically do indie artists, but Mr. Jackson can easily relate to any indie artist because everybody had to make a start somewhere. And that's what we want to do. We want to focus in on what he has to say about the industry, and it could be very very informative for a lot of you guys out there thinking about doing what you're doing, you know, and really take heed to what this man got to say because he knows. He works with big-time artists. And what you got to say about that, Mr. Jackson? What you got to say to our listeners today about that?
Well, you know, I like to basically introduce myself so they get a better understanding and a picture of where I'm from or what I'm doing. Basically, my name is Keith Jackson. I'm the CEO of my own management, which is Global Management Security Consulting. I'm also the COO of Street Radio Music Group, which I manage Jimmy Kendrick. Jimmy Kendrick is six-time Grammy-winning producer, multiple platinum, gold, songwriter as well. I also manage Jay Lyric. Jay Lyric is a platinum songwriter, vocalist. Jay Lyric co-wrote the track Up Down with T-Pain. And also, we're working on four different other placements. I'm also the music director for Clear Picture Productions, which I have official movie credits with IMDb. I'm also the liaison for a PR company overseas in Poland. I have executive producer credits, executive different A&R credits as well, and they're overseas. I'm also a liaison with a local radio station, which I'm hearing about Austin. So to say this, all of that sounds awesome, all well and good, but branding is a vital tool, and that's what I've done with myself, branding. And normally you won't find too many managers, maybe they come on the radio station and talk and stuff like that, but I'm a different breed. I like to try to educate basically the artists as well as any other people that has an open ear when, you know, you're speaking about music. And the music industry is one of the key factors is before you even venture out to, I guess, making this a career. You have to have in your mindset that this is something that you want to do. It's not going to come overnight. And I guarantee if it come overnight, it'll go fast the same way. But
yes,
you have to have your mindset to where you want to get this longevity. Thing is, if you have in your mind that, you know, hey, I want, all I want is some jewelry and a car. You know, it's so small. And, you know, you need to think outside the box. But that's what a lot of artists do, executives. I mean, you know, it covers everybody. But you have to have that mindset, first of all, and make sure that all of your stuff is taken care of. You have to build a team. You have to have people that you trust around you. You know, there's, and what we, you know, our saying is, you know, there's, you have to keep your grass cut low so you can see the snake. And that's what it is. Because at the end of the day, this is a cutthroat world. This is a cutthroat industry. You either survive or you don't. If you get, you know, whenever you get your music on the radio, you know, some people are like, oh, man, I done made it. That's it. That's not it. That's just the beginning. Because if you don't have a plan, you don't have strategy or how to move your product. And whenever you're pushing your product, you have to know how to move it. Because after a while, it will get stale. So, you know, you have to keep up with the Joneses, but you got to keep up with different things. And, you know,
you got to keep up with the times. Keep up with the times. Yeah, because this world keep on spinning. Gravity has no respect for anyone but itself. And gravity will maintain whether we're here or not. Now we're gonna go over here to the side here a little bit. We're gonna go over here and hit West Arkansas up. How about let's hear from Ethan over here, Polo man. I see, man, you living right there in the heart of Fort Smith and Van Buren, man. You crossed the bridge. Am I correct, man? Go on, tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself and how you became an indie artist, and who all inspired you, and tell us a little bit about your creative side, the nature that you have, and your values that installed that type of nature in you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, homeboy. Yeah, I can call you that because you're in Arkansas. I can call you homeboy. I know I can. So tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, my name's Ethan Rice. I'm 22. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play multiple instruments. I play the guitar very well. I play the drums. I play a little bit of piano. It all started when my grandma bought me my first guitar when I was like 6 or 7, and then actually learned how to play it at 12 and started writing music at 13 with lyrics. And I had a rock band. I think that was the perfect sacrifice, and we competed in a local Battle of the Bands competition, and we played for second place. And then that just really sparked my interest, you know what I'm saying, for performing and just, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to make something out of it. My biggest influence is probably my brother, Jonathan Rice. I don't know how to explain
it. Wow, I think that's cool, man, your own brother, man. I think that's cool.
I mean, wow. It's just like whenever I was a kid, you know what I'm saying, like he'd be in there playing on his guitar, and I'm like, man, that's so cool, I want to do that, you know what I'm saying? He'd make up his own lyrics, too, and he's out in Nashville right now, too, trying to do his thing. Shout out to Jonathan Rice, man, I love you, brother. But
the Grand Ole Opry.
I had to give a shout out to my brother, man. But
we're going to give a shout out to your brother in Nashville, man. I just want to kind of put a little bit more rotation in this. We were just trying to get a feel about who was who, and like I said, I didn't properly introduce, and I apologize for that. And I want to get back around to the more informative side, the more forum talk. Let's have some engagement going on here. Let's get into some in-depth technical aspects of the industry and what goes behind the scenes, what goes on behind the scenes. I'm going to spin this table back around here to Mr. Jackson. And Mr. Jackson, if you can inform us this thing that's going on with the digital age now, can you give us any insight and tell the indie artists some of the things that they can expect, some of the things that you know definitely goes on behind the scenes as far as the new digital world of music?
Well, with that, it's so much stuff that's going on with the digital. Digital is, the sales and stuff are down because of the digital age. You know, why, you know, at, you know, in the old school way is, you know, vinyl and different stuff like that, CDs. You have now where that is kind of being obsolete somewhat because the digital age is just crazy. Because and the point, prime example is look at how Beyonce did her, launched her album and everything. She did it all digital. And that just killed the game, you know. And with CDs and different things like that, it's starting to get to where it's kind of obsolete. It's still there, but you can download stuff on your phones and with smartphones. You can do apps, you know, all these different technology pluses. So if you know, comparing that with the old school, to where you had to come out here and you had to grind and beat the pavement per se, those days and times are getting to where, you know, you can get somebody get noticed on, let's say, Vivo, YouTube, just by the views that they have. It's kind of crazy. It's a new era, you know. It's a new era. And, you know, you have to try to adapt to it. Understand it, you know. You have to try to understand it, because if you don't understand it, you're going to be left. And, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, man, I'm not about this technology stuff. And, oh, okay, well, don't be about it. You wind up being by yourself, you know. But you have to adapt to this new world, and this new way of music.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I was just going over a few things last week. What was that?
Caller is on line 3. Only you can hear me and your guest on your line.
Let's get back around to Polo. Polo, say, man, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so is there anything that you would like to ask Mr. Jackson, or anything you'd like to bring, you know, forth to the topic of the conversation? Because I know you, as being an indie artist, I know you're familiar with this stuff, dealing with ASCAP, BMI. You got to be familiar, especially with the digital aspects of it, like CD Baby, you know, iTunes, you know, all these places that's got all this digital music and all these digital distributors, you know, that's out here. That if you really don't know the inside of the business of it, you can be cutting yourself short on a lot of things. Not just the money. It's just receiving recognition. If you even have a knowledge of where your music is on the face of this planet and where it's getting played, how do you feel about that? Have you had any experiences or anything that you can relate to what Mr. Jackson just said?
Well, I mean, I work with a producer out of the UK, and he produced my first project, and he promoted it heavily in the UK. Everyone that he showed, they love it. I've gained probably 200 fans from it. And probably the best way to promote your music is by doing shows and having CDs on deck. Like, mm-hmm. That's the best way to make money, because, I mean, you can try and sell it online, but 9 times out of 10, people aren't going to want to buy it online. They're going to want a physical copy of a CD. And it's just getting to the point where, like, if you put a song up on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, for people to listen to, they can just, like, go to another website and just rip it, you know what I'm saying? So, there's really no point.
Just one moment. Just hold that thought real quick. We just had somebody to come in, and that's alive, that called in live, and they want to talk. Let's have that individual. Is there anything in particular? How you doing today?
How you doing? My name is Stereo.
Your name is what?
Philly. P-H-I-L-L-Y.
Okay,
Philly is the most public rapper in Fort Smith, Arkansas, though. That's all I got to say. Like, he keeps it real. He got psych. His people got him. Like, really honest guy. Like, we showing this boy love all the way.
That's good, man. That's good to hear supporters calling in to the show, man. And we really appreciate that. I'm sorry I had to ask you twice because I barely could hear you. We're having a little reception problem. Real good, man. Anything else you want to say? Any questions you got for anybody that's on the panel other than Ethan? Of course, me and Mr. Jackson's here.
You and Mr. Jackson? Is y'all going to be playing this stuff soon? Y'all gonna be playing that music thing soon?
Yeah,
I got a question for Polo.
Polo,
you need to come through my crib tonight.
I bet, bro. I got you.
All right,
so,
I'm trying to understand this question because he had a
rapper in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I swear.
Okay, well, I knew he had a question. We got a lot of engagement going on here, and I knew you had a question, caller. What was the question that you had for Mr. Jackson again? Can you talk a little bit more clear, please?
All right. Is this just a radio show, like a talk show, right?
This is a live radio talk show.
All right. Well, Johnny play that polo, though. Everybody gets hyped when polo comes through.
We're gonna have to pass the mic on. You know, we got to keep the engagement going within the subject, caller. Is there anything in particular that you want to say other than to Ethan, or is there anything questions you have for me, or anything about the show, or for Mr. Jackson?
What time does something like usually start? Like
it starts 7 o'clock Central Time and 5 o'clock p.m.
Central?
Pacific Time. Yeah.
Pacific time, five p.m. Central time.
Man, I really appreciate that. And what was your name again? I didn't quite catch that. Okay. Well, all right then. As Mr. Ethan was saying here, Mr. Ethan, can you pick up from where you left off at? We really appreciate you calling
in to
the show, man. Call
into
the show anytime you want, okay?
Hey, much love, Philly, bro. But basically what I was saying is the digital age is good, but it's bad for artists because, like, that's not how you make your money anymore. You don't make your money off your CDs anymore. You make your money off your merchandise, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest key in today's music is merchandise. Because anybody can go on Pirate Bay, YouTube, any site and get the music for free, whether you're charging for it or not. It's just the way it works. And, I mean, it's a good thing. I'm not saying, like, I don't know. I can't really say much on it, but... It's obvious.
Well, I know definitely, and I know Mr. Jackson know as well. Now, I don't want to cause no conflict of interest or anything. Mr. Jackson deal specifically with indie industry, not indie, but industry, major industry individuals. And when it comes down to distribution, promotions, any type of PR work, any type of marketing, any type of in dealing with anything, it's a whole nother case scenario whenever you start to talk about digital distribution, you know, to anything online that's of the digital world and how people have taken the digital world and also used it to an advantage to rip people off. That's a strong thing that has been going on, a big thing that's been going on, because people know that people want to try to get some results quick. And what Mr. Jackson was saying was that by them trying to get these results quickly, you got your eye off the prize. You're trying to get something that you haven't even worked hard for. And that's basically what a lot of people trying to do, get around all the hard work, get around all the marketing and all the campaigning and all the work doing the shows and the touring when it comes in later on and trying to beat the booking, man, and trying to beat other agents. This, it's a business. And after you finish business, guess what? You got to do business again. It just doesn't stop at a contract. Like Mr. Jackson said, once they get a contract and get a song out and they get a necklace around their neck and they want to ride around in these cars and stuff that's being leased most of the time, they forgetting about the business after the business. The business after the business is what are you doing to keep the business going? Was there something you were about to say, Mr. Jackson?
I mean, if, you know, basically it's the individual person. We, you know, I can sit here all day and go through the whole formula, but you have to learn. You're gonna have to learn the side of the business, even if you're an artist. You have management. You know, you have these other people that's in play. It's still good for you to understand and know what you're doing, what you're signing. Read the contract. If you don't understand it, that's what they have dictionaries for. You know, if you don't understand that wording nor terminology, read it, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, this is what education means. This is what you see behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, you know, what? While you watching those videos, watching these other artists throw money and do all this other stuff, that's all well and good. But guess what? There's business behind this. You don't understand the big, you know, with the business, you can get sued. You can get all of this other stuff to where it will cripple you. You can get your name tarnished where nobody will touch you and your name's in the news, tabloids, whatever the case may be, and you're stuck. So it is, you know, it's all well and good to get out here and, you know, put your stuff out. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you register ASCAP, BMI, CSAP. You know, make sure that your stuff is registered, because if it's not, you out here giving it to folks. Guess what? They're going to take it and be like, oh, man, did you register? No. Okay, cool. No problem. I got you. As soon as they making money off of you. And
definitely. And that's another thing,
nothing that you can say.
And that's another thing I was trying to mention last week on another talk show, the embedding of those barcodes. See, a lot of them don't know that all of that embedding and stuff going with these codes, they can already have a code set and embedded in your CD and into the music, the actual track. When they tweak it down, master and mix, there's a code that can be put in there that can tell you where this music is being played anywhere in the world, and not just that, how many rotations that it has made in the last hour, you know, down to the detail. And if you didn't know that, it's potential, I would say, that somebody can embed their own code in there, couldn't they, Mr. Jackson? And you thinking that you don't know nothing about this barcode and this embedding stuff that goes into the actual tweaking of the master and mix right before they press anything that is actually in the music? It's digital. It's all digital. Is that possible, that if somebody wasn't inclined with this, that they can possibly receive royalties from this man's music playing other places?
You know, the anything is possible, and you have to make sure you got all your stuff lined up, all your ducks in a row. Because if you don't, then you open yourself up to all kind of, I mean, you know, it's looking at it like, and that's another situation with branding. You have to make sure that you brand yourself, because it's all well and good to go out here and get money, get stuff for shows and different things like that. But look at the longevity of it. If you don't brand yourself, if you don't, you know, make your mark, then you're going to fade. Yeah, you got money, but the money will run out. But that branding comes from, you know, you making do some commercials, you making do some movies, you know, you may get some endorsements. It just depends whenever you start looking at the other aspect of it. And, you know, some people don't look at that aspect, though. They're just looking for what they get right now. They want this right now, where they can say, you know, hey, heck, I'm famous, you know, and that's it. Okay, you're not always going to be the icon, because the same way that you did your hustle to get out here and get known, there's this other cat that's a sleeper, that people, the same way, they don't know anything about them. They just need opportunity. You got a lot of hungry cats out here. So guess what? They want to eat, and they can eat off your plate. Hey, and it is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to close out here with one of Ethan's cuts. It's called Clouds, and we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit.
Hope
like.
I always be faded, but no, I'm not gone. I'm addicted to cushion, to rolling up strong. I keep it low key, so no calls on my phone. I turn that bitch off just to get in my zone. I'm an upcoming king, and this music's my throne. If you've not been involved, then leave me alone. So many rappers, but most of them clones. I'm original artist with a conquest of wrong. If you smoke with me, you better smoke proper. We take flight like helicopters. For bad hoes and our photoshoppers. Give me 6 feet. If you smoke with me, you better smoke proper. We take flight like helicopters. Helicopters for bad hoes and our photoshoppers. Give me 6 feet, you don't want no problems like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I've been smoking this cushion, I'm sipping on Tron. All of these rappers, they wanna be clones. They talk about balling and gripping on chrome. I keep it 100 and that's what I've shown. I've been sitting on clouds and running through mines. I try to tell these hoes I'm one of a kind, but it's nothing to me but a waste of my time. If I were to vent, would it be a crime? Stop waiting for signs and chase my ambitions. Got love for the streets, so avoid a collision. Don't have enough time to spend in these prisons. This game is my clay, I create my own vision. Blow up on the scene like I worked demolition. Until the time is right, I will stay in position. Now open the game for my people with one last prolonged but final and fatal incision.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
Cause a holocaust. Got a motherfucker quick to rip all of his dollars out. Shake him and break him and then I take him and bake him. And then I'm giving them all something to holler about. That's what it's all about. Tell me who you gonna follow now. Won't somebody pull a bottle out. Watch it gobble down. We be spitting out a lot of rounds. Let me take you to the slaughterhouse. Under the banger, I'm a son of a gangster. You a son of a gun if you wanna run up to the holocaust. I'll show you really what it's all about. Enemies like trees, but the trees keep falling down. Dick hit licks when they swallow down. Cause I got a bitch with a lot of mouth. Whoa, talk about the work, I got a lot of pounds. 600 G's, that's a whole lot of ounce.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
I'm rolling good with your forecast. This smoke clouds from this loud bag.
And I inhale to relieve stress and I exhale that bullshit like.
Of the On Your Radio Dial show, and we got Mr. Keith Jackson, and we got Mr. Ethan Polo Rice. Mr. Jackson is a CEO over his own security consulting agency, and he's also with Street Radio Music with big time producer Jimmy Kendricks, and he's also an affiliate with that particular radio in that label, Jay Lyric. You know, a lot of people don't know those names because those are the people that's actually doing things in the industry. You know, when you don't hear people like Dark Child, you know, you don't hear Swift Beats, you know, it's a reason. Those people are not like everyday people. These people are geniuses. These people are industry makers. You know, when it comes anything dealing with hip hop, anything dealing with R&B, most likely, if you're a producer, you don't hear much about them. And it's not because they're not popular. It's not because they're done. They don't mess with music anymore. It's just because they're producers. They tend to have insight on the industry that no one else has. And one thing about producers in the industry, I know definitely, they know business. Am I not right, Mr. Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to swing the table back around again to Mr. Jackson because he is the one with all the information, man. I mean, he's a straight silverback. I mean, he talks really calm, but I know you're a silverback, man. So we want to hear some of the ratchet aspects about the business and how things potentially can go wrong and some of the things that you witnessed, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
Well, with that, it's so much stuff, man. It'll take a while, but like some of the things, you know, with different contracts, you have to make sure these contracts are still tight because, you know, you get some people that'll draw up a contract and say, yo, man, my attorney checked this out. No, that's not the case. You have to make sure that you understand these contracts. You also, whenever you booking shows and different things like that, you have writers, and you know I had a person ask me one time, you know, hey, I need to speak to the technical writer, and I'm like, what do you mean? You need to speak with them? That's a piece of paper. That's basically the outline of what the artist does. So that threw me for a loop, and this person was there for a year, so that just didn't make sense to me. But, you know, basically you need to make sure you have all your I's dotted, your T's crossed. You have to look out for yourself. Because if you got a team, okay, cool, pull your team in. But yet and still, you still have to look out for yourself and make sure that you acknowledge what's going on. Dot all your I's and cross your T's. And do your homework. Research. Don't go by, but I mean, hey, research me. Don't go by what I'm telling you. Look me up. Research. Go out here and find out what I'm doing, what I'm affiliated with, who I'm affiliated with. Because at the end of the day, I'm the man behind the camera or the spotlight, shining the light on the other person. I rarely ever do interviews, and you know, this is a plus situation because I rarely ever do interviews. But with that being said, make sure that
I sure
all of
appreciate
your stuff
it,
is done, you know. You know, and that's the thing. I rarely ever do them, but you know, but with digressing back to with these different, I mean, make sure that paperwork, all this stuff is done. Everything is you know, straight, and make sure that all your I's are done and your T's are crossed. If you have any questions, that's what your management or whoever is in place to answer or ask and different things like that. Because I guarantee you, if you go to a lake, for an example, call up right now and go to, let's say, Universal or one of those other labels like that, a big label, and call up there and try and talk to one of the people up there and say, hey, my name's such and such, I got this record, so forth, so on. They probably won't talk to you. If you have to have representation whenever you go and talk to these cats. So, you know, business is business. There are levels to this game. You know, there's ways to make money, and there's a lot of ways to lose money or get shysted out of money. So, you know, you have to think. You know, you just can't, oh, man, I got 10 stacks. I'm going to go ahead and blow it. Okay, hey, whoever you spending that 10 stacks with, they're happy because that's money that they gained without even having to do anything, because you get out here and you're hungry. So you have to focus on what's going on. You go to shows. You get there to the show and be like, hey, man, I don't have all your money, but we can, you know, work something out the way I can give it to you later. Nah, player. Whenever you get there, this is the way I do. I'm speaking from experience. Whenever we get there, before we even go, you got to pay half up front. That's like 3 weeks in advance. Then when
that's interesting you said that, Keith, because we just had CeeLo here for Riverfest, and it's been a whole bunch of behind the scenes. It ain't been a really big deal, but the guy wanted $100,000. And that was part of the agreement. And the guy performed, and they only paid him half. But he didn't perform all the songs that he was supposed to. So he went on and said, this is the only songs that I have. Because, you know, CeeLo really don't have the many songs that came out after Goody Mob. And he's had an album and this and that. But I'm talking about as far as a whole bunch of number one hits. But they raised a lot of sand about the man just getting paid $50,000 and he didn't put on a performance. Y'all only paid him half of what you agreed to pay him. You know,
I'm surprised this guy, he did the show.
I'm saying, you only paid him half. So this guy has done all his branding, all his paperwork. He's an icon now. You paying for his branding, his name, what he done, his reputation. You know, you complaining about $50,000? You know, come on, man. That $50,000 is no money for CeeLo. I mean, on a major basis, $100,000 for him to do a complete show, I mean, I think that was fair. But you should have heard all the ranting and raving going on behind this man charging for this. This man worked his way up into the industry from being an indie artist, starting at the bottom, then got a record deal, then this and that, that and this. He deserved that. He's put in all the work. He's put his hands in all the grime. He had filth all over him before he even made it where he is. You know, as far as him putting in hard work and the sweat, the blood, sweat, and tears. And that's exactly what you said something right then and there that set me off with that. And I didn't want to take over the show and take it to another subject, but if you can, just continue going the way in the direction you were going. And that was just one of the things I wanted to share.
Right. And you know, even with that, you know, before you get there, you have your money, and then you perform and you leave. I mean, that's just the way it is, or the way we do it, you know. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, hey, I know it all. I'm not saying that my way is the best. No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the experiences that I have. You know, you may have some cats out there that has more experience than I do, or lack thereof, trying to get started. But, I mean, you have to do what works for you, because one thing I'm going to tell you on the management side, when you agree to manage an artist, and, you know, everybody think it may be easy and stuff like that, okay, yeah, you have on the hats. You're dealing with their issues. They're professional and they're personal. And the reason why I say that is because if you're trying to get your artist to do some things and say, yo, let's go ahead and cut this record, and you listening to them and you knowing that it does not sound right, okay, there's a personal issue that they may need to vent or address or whatever. So whenever you get on this bandwagon of managers, so guess what? You take all of it in. You got to deal with that issue and some other stuff as well. So you have to be prepared if that's what you want to do. And then on the executive side, that's a horse of a whole nother color, because you have to deal with a lot of different stuff, other execs. You got to deal with some other issues, trying to make sure you meet deadlines, releases, talk to legal departments and stuff, and make sure all of this stuff is straight so you won't put yourself or put anybody in a position of getting sued and all. I mean, there's so much stuff that you have to deal with. And, you know, both of them work hand in hand, but you also have to have in mind that, you know, what is beneficial. Every record that you hear, you have to, I mean, you have to give, I get hit all the time with records. And people say, what do you think? Well, what do you, you know, hey, okay, I give my honest opinion or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, because if you don't shed light to people or try to help them in the right directions, you know, there's two things. Some people will listen to what you're saying, And then the other people be like, man, you don't know what you're saying, dude. I go ahead and do this, and then I'm finna make records. I'm finna make hits. Okay, I'm hot. All right, cool. Well, you know, there's two things. Your friends say you're hot or the streets say you're hot, you know. But on the other aspect, you know, your friends will lie to you, right? So, you know, if you're street hot or whatever, hey, all well and good. But you can't be hot if you never recorded in the studio. You know, you can go up there live. You can go live all you want to.
Go live all you want to.
Exactly. At the end of the day, if you got someone wax and they like, hey, I think that's that. Hey, you're dope, man. Cool. But if you go up there and try to do a voice interview, or go to these stations doing you a voice situation, or trying to get up there, trying to do America's Got Talent, trying to show them straight up, hey, they don't have time for that. They'll be like, you need to send us something. You need to.
And on that note, Mr. Jackson. Yes. That's all they're going to do. They're going to show you the right. They're going to point you the right direction. We're going to take, on that thought, we're going to take another break real quick, and we're going to bring in Mr. Polo's cut, I'm Fly, for the next break. Y'all come back and listen to them. Mr. Jackson and Mr. Polo got a lot to say, y'all. We'll be right back with you.
Say I'm fly like a bird and I've been soaring like a plane. Now you can catch me in the sky, but I'm never in my A. The name's P-O-L-O, known for splitting rillos. I stroke your girl like cello, said I hit her with vibrato. Said she go from piano, she crescendo to forte. She's in love with a thug, so I call her my shorty. While I'm sipping the 40, she be smoking my blunts. And yeah, she know I'm the realest, she don't mess with no chunks. I pay attention, listen, my vision's what she's gripping. Moscato's what she's sipping. If you got it, it's not tricking. This rap game is my future, I'm not ditching it like Bueller. If the gas tank is on empty, you can bet I will refuel it. I don't own an Eagle, but I stay with the Nina. Yeah, that girl caused disasters, somebody call FEMA. Yeah, my tongue sharp like a sword, and ain't nobody can sheath it. She said, I don't care about my man, I'm like me either. Said I'm fly, said I'm fly, said I'm fly, said I'm fly. Search. I sin a lot, but don't go to church. I'm never last, I'm always first. I'm a bald eagle, I'm rare. That's why your female tend to stare. In your mind, that's unfair. Why, frankly, I don't care. Hell, I'm the illest razor back to do it. That's why your girl gave your boy a chance, and best believe the proof. I left a handprint on that ass just to let you know I was there. I laid her back on the counter like a recliner chair. Check it, in between those legs is where I wrecked it. In this music game, that's where I got some credit. I'm never sliding no debit, I'm always paying with cash. I used to ball on the court, but now I'm coaching like my name is Steve Nash. Now, hey, G91.2 be the movement to go against Polo and Ron Beast is just being stupid. I'm not saying I'm psychic, I'm just saying in the near future, television screens gonna say killer music. Said I'm fly, 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 said I'm fly. Diamond rings, but I make a toast, girl. Got scratches on my back while she drive his Cadillac. Yeah, she be spending all his money, but she go behind his back. Ayy, I'm fly, no lie. One more time. Now she ain't my girl, she's another man's world. Yeah, he buys her diamond rings, but I
make a toast, girl got scratches on my back. While she drive his Cadillac, she be spending all his money. Where she gone behind his back? Ayy, I'm fly, no lie. Pull up in this, baby.
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, welcome back to the On Your Radio Dial show. I'm your host, Dennis Morgan, and we've got Mr. Keith Jackson here today with Global Management Consulting. He's a consultant for security. This guy has even done consulting for a major bodybuilder, man. I mean, was this guy Mr. Olympia, you said, or something like that?
Well, he's on the road, you know, and that's another part of it. I also manage a top-ranked IFBB pro that's ranked one. He's in the top 100 in the world. So he's did the Arnold, doing Mr. Olympia. So, you know, I got my hands in a little bit of all of the sports and the entertainment side.
Okay. So, man, you all around, man, you 360. And that's another thing with them contracts we didn't get to discuss. But we'll talk about that next time you come back to the show, man. That 360 deal folks been getting on those contracts, man. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, Ethan, is there anything you want to say to Mr. Jackson before we take this caller that's waiting to talk with us?
Yeah, I had a question for you, man. I was going to see, in your opinion, what would you rather hear, something original, or would you rather hear someone else trying to steal somebody else's style? As a record label, what would you want in your label?
Nah, I'd rather really hear original. The reason being is original. That tests your ability. If you write, produce, or whatever, that tests your ability to put stuff together. If you're feeding off of somebody else and snatching their stuff and all that, you open yourself up for some litigation situations, especially if you try to use it. But, you know, I like original because you can get out here and you can sing a song or whatever, and you can train your vocals to sound just like that person. But I want to hear the actual person with their, to see if they really got what, you know, to see if they got, you know, and that's what it is.
Well, okay, there you have it, Ethan. I hope that was what you can hear. We got a caller coming in. We're going to take this call, and we're going to take it back to Jay Lyric. We got a song coming up. But for right now, we're going to take this caller. Caller, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, what's your name? Let's get a name out of you, guy. Where are you calling from?
All right, my name's Spy City Easy. I'm from Hot Springs, Arkansas, better known as Spy City, the A State.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you want to ask me or my guest here on the show?
Yes, I want to ask your guest, Polo, something.
What's up, bro?
Okay, My question is, when you coming down to Hot Springs, Arkansas, so we can collab on doing a show together?
Oh, man, ASAP, bro, ASAP. I give it probably about, like, 2 weeks. I'll be down in Hot Springs.
Okay, that'll work out because I got my easy photography going on, and y'all can Facebook me at Spy City, Arkansas. That's S-P-A, that's C-I-T-Y. A-R-K-A-N-S-A-W, you know, Arkansas, S-A-W.
Okay. Arkansas, you did that like you from the bottom of the map, boy, like you from my area. What you know about saying Arkansas?
Exactly. Hey, I wear straw hats and everything. I represent the A-State, baby. I'm in Spy City Easy.
Hey, it was Spy City Easy. That's your handle, right?
Yes, and y'all can YouTube me at Easy Taylor, EAZYTAYLOR.
All right, Spot City Easy, man. We really appreciate you calling in to the On Your Radio Dial show. And, of course, like I said, I'm your host, Dennis Morgan, a.k.a. D. Now, back to the flip side, we really appreciate you calling in, man. We want to send mad shouts out to the Spot City and everybody that's out there that's listening this evening. We really appreciate you calling into the show. Okay, Easy? All right. We're going to take this song, we're going to play this song by Jay Lyric. It's called Addicted to Your Sex. Addicted to Sex, brother. Let me get that right, Mr. Jackson. Don't pimp slap me, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, and with this track right here, man, it's crazy because it's the extended version. It's Jay Lyric, T-Pain, Young Jock, Don De Niro, Shorty Mac. You know, a lot of people already know who T-Pain, Young Jock is. Don De Niro, man, he's one of my Latin brothers. Went double platinum as a independent. He also was the CEO of Maybach Latino. And then Shorty Mac.
Wow.
On the coast, man. Shout out to him, you know, and he was with Ray J Camp and stuff, and he's still pumping that loops over there. And the track is produced by Jimmy Kendrick, which is my dude, and Jay Lyric, my dude, and with Don De Niro, another producer. So with this track,
wow,
right here, man, you sit back and just listen to this joint right here, and
it's
going to be great.
All right, let's hear this cut, Addicted to Sex by Jay Lyric. okay? And we're about to take it into another song. Well, there was a slight technicality there, but we're going to take it to Jay Lyric's song, Addicted to Sex. So you guys keep your ears open. Pardon me?
Right. That was Say Cry right there. So that was cool, too. That's my Jay Lyric also.
Yes, most definitely. And we're going to get some music playing going here. And we want to thank everybody for coming out to the show this evening and listening to great music. If you don't catch the very end of it, it'll be on my archive. And you can go to the BBS radio, and you can look for Station 2 and look for the On Your Radio Dial show on the Station 2, and you'll be able to listen to my archive. And it'll be there, and it'll have all the songs from Jay Lyric all the way to Mr. Ethan Polo Rice. And you can hear him play it back as much as you like. So we want to thank you for coming out. I want to thank all my guests. First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Jackson for coming out, man. You've been awesome. And I want to thank Mr. Ethan Polo Rice, an indie artist out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, my homeland. You know, I really appreciate that, man. You represent the A, and you got people calling in, man, supporting you, man. Those are good signs, and we really appreciate you coming out and listening at us. And we are powered by BBS Radio Network.
Jay Lyric, get you me up. Turn me up. Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Sex is like the sweetest drug, and I can't get enough of you. The baddest thing up in the club, and I can't take my eyes off you. So shout it, what your name is. Never mind that, what you're drinking. Hold up, wait. The less we know, the better. Cause I know that my girl at home, and I don't want you to tell her. Take a drink, throw it back. Oh girl, you know it's on now. That's what's up. You ready to pop? And that's all that I wanna do. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands.
Screaming for this penis. Whenever I do my thing on the scene, she get on her knees and then she sing this. She goes, girl, I just wanna have sex, no stress, no screens attached. Let a nigga put this thing in that machine from the back. Back up, let me take a look. Make it over then close like a book. The way you shaking that thing got me shook. She on point like a T-Pain hook, and I just can't let her go. But how do I do this without my girl finding out? She live right round the corner, and she know exactly where I be hiding. Man, I'ma get in my whip, turn all the lights off. Break out the lights off. Let the wife ready for the wipe off. Deep drop off, hit the light off. Cause you know my girl coming to the window and she hear me. She came, Jay Lyric.
Down that compound, got gunned down in one round. She got that dumb head, left a nigga dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how to smile it work. Work your body in my hot tug and I'ma call that Bath and Body Works. I make it talk back, call that a pussy powwow. Hit her with this four footer, she call my dick little bow wow. We just trying to catch nut, ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room, sexual healing. Damn love, you so appealing. That banana thong, you know I'm trying to peel it. Killer, instincts. Best to rap cause I'm trying to kill it. Damn love, you so appealing. You know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
I'm addicted, feeling for that pussy juice. I just wanna have sex, mommy, then deuce. It's my lifestyle, chica, Bobby's Cuban. The pato es el culo, leave your chocha drooling. So who you fooling? A ti te gusta el sexo, a ti te gusta por atrás, que te parta el hueso. I ain't your man, but I'm here to manage. That G-spot lover, have her speaking Spanish. Put my mic in the mouth, bust a freestyle. Fuck her like I came home from the P now. Love me some hoes, call me Santa Claus. I'm addicted to the coochie, baby, dropping draws. My girlfriend got a girlfriend, menage a trois. Sexual healing, mommy, chabacá. Dale duro, really deep. Hasta mañana.
Put down in submission. I take it down with conviction. I make up new sex positions. I'm going in with ambition. I pushed off the ignition. Like Stevie J, I don't listen. My girl know my condition. I need Doc Ju for this addiction. Just call it the sex edition. We'll call it the sex edition. I got a few of them Joslins. I got a few of them Bobbins. I cut them up like Butcher. No punk ass in Kutcher. These hoes know that I'm out.